While the child was sitting on the ground, a demon named Trinavarta, who was a servant of Kamsa's, came there as a whirlwind at Kamsa's instigation and very easily carried the child away into the air. Report by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Krishna's heaviness was unbearable for the child's mother. But when Srinivartasura came, he immediately carried the child away. This was another demonstration of Krishna's inconceivable energy. When the Trinavarta demon came, Krishna became lighter than the grass, so that the demon could carry him away. This was Ananda Chinmaya Ras, Krishna's blissful transcendental pleasure. Gokulam sarvam avrinnan mushnam chakshunshi renubhi irayan sumahaghora shabdhena prasido tisha. Covering the whole land of Gokul with particles of dust, that demon, acting as a strong whirlwind, covered everyone's vision and began vibrating everywhere with a greatly fearful sound. Purport. Trinavartasura assumed the form of a whirlwind and covered with a dust storm the whole tract of land known as Gokula, so that no one could see even the nearest thing. Muhurtam abhavad gostam rajasa tamasavritam sutam yashoda napashat tasmin yastavati. For a moment, the whole pasturing ground was overcast with dense darkness from the dust storm, and Mother Yashoda was unable to find her son where she had placed him. Napashyat kanshanatmatman param chapi vimohita trinavarta nisrishtabhi sarkarabhir upadrata. Because of the bits of sand thrown about by Trinavarta, people could not see themselves or anyone else, and thus they were illusioned and disturbed. Itikara pavana chakrapang suvarshe sutapadavim abalavilak Yamatha Ati Karunam Anus Marantya Sochad Bhuvi Patitam Ritavastaka Yatago. Because of the dust storm stirred up by the strong whirlwind, Mother Yashoda could find no trace of her son, nor could she understand why. Thus she fell down on the ground like a cow who has just lost her calf, and began to lament very pitifully. Om Agyan Timidandasya Gyananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Krishna was sitting on the lap of Mother Yashoda. Knowing past, present, and future, he understood that a great demon was coming, and he wanted to perform the lila of liberating this asura, as well as protecting the residents of Vrindavan. So he assumed the weight of the entire universe. And thus Mother Yashoda, feeling too much difficulty holding him, she placed him down in a safe place. And then this little baby child, who is no bigger than maybe 2 feet tall, he was only 1 year old at the time, the little child who appeared to not even be able to properly walk, who was crawling from place to place, speaking very sweet broken language like an ordinary baby. This child, assuming the weight of the universe, when it was lifted by Trinavarta, Krishna became lighter than a blade of grass, so that the demon could easily lift him into the sky. When Trinavarta came to Vrindavan, what a terrible disturbance he created. So much anxiety. He was a whirlwind, and he was blowing in such a way that everything was becoming dismantled. There was so much dust flying everywhere, so many particles of sand, that no one could see. It was difficult to breathe. He created a complete darkness. Actually, what does the wind do, such a whirlwind? By agitating everything. What a wind, in this sense, everyone was blinded because whatever was there in the land of Vrindavan was becoming so much disturbed, so much agitated, that dust was blowing everywhere, anywhere. And people were utterly blinded. They could not see. They could not see themselves. They could not see their children. They could not see their cows. And most of all, they could not find Krishna. Mother Yashoda was looking, searching everywhere for Krishna. But it was not possible because she could not see even the hand in front of her face. So it describes, out of great parental affection, she fell to the ground just like a cow that had just lost her calf. Why? Because she was hopelessly unable to find Krishna, her own child, anywhere. So according to the great acharyas, Trinavarta represents a particular obstacle on the spiritual path. And that is disloyal controversy. Disloyal controversy means mental speculation. And it also means useless argumentation, which includes gossip, spreading of rumors. Mental speculation means with our own fertile brain, we are trying to come to our own conclusions on the basis of Shastra. Without accepting the word of Gurudev and the great acharyas, we are trying to understand according to our own reasoning faculties, according to our own realizations. And when we start to preach in this way, it creates like a whirlwind of obscuring the real means by which we can perceive Krishna. And therefore, Krishna is covered by this whirlwind of doubt and bewilderment that is created through mental speculation, both within and without. And disloyal controversy means not only the propagation of our own ideas, but also means creating controversy for the sake of fulfilling some material motivation, which means politics, which means spreading various rumors about people for material motivations, which means listening to such things, which means gossiping about things that really have no benefit to anyone's Krishna consciousness. In other words, the materialistic conception of politics. It is like a whirlwind that comes into a congregation of devotees. And this whirlwind raises dust from within people's hearts, the dust of doubt, the dust of suspicion, the dust of envy, the dust of anger. And through this process, Krishna is completely covered. Krishna becomes obscured by the effects of this whirlwind of disloyal controversy, Trinavarta. And we cannot find him. We cannot find him in our heart. We cannot find him in the temple. We cannot find him amongst the Vaishnavas. What do we find? We only find the dust. We only see the faults of others everywhere. We only see the suspicions. Our consciousness is filled with the gossip and the rumors, rather than being filled with Krishna. Therefore, this is a great demon that we must be extremely careful of. And one of the most dangerous of all demons. Because Srila Prabhupada told us that this movement cannot be destroyed by any force outside of ourselves. There's nothing that demons can do to check the progress of this movement. This movement can only be checked by internal controversies. Prabhupada said that this movement is based on two principles, love and trust. And what is it that destroys the sense of love and trust more than anything else in all of creation? Not the propaganda in the newspapers, not the propaganda of televisions, not the propagandas of atheists. It is when amongst ourselves we blaspheme the dignity of the Sampradaya and the mercy that is coming down, and instead of striving to be the servant of the servant of the servant, we strive to initiate, hear, and take seriously all sorts of gossip. This person has done that, that person has done this. And in this way, through politics, lying propaganda, there can be no trust amongst each other. And without trust, there cannot be love. Love is born of trust. Why does a child love its mother? Because it trusts its mother. The most innocent and sweetest love in this world is a child's love for its mother, because there's trust. Husband and wife, when there's trust, there can be love. When there's no trust, there can be no love. Only suspicion, only agitation, only anger. That love is completely covered. And
This is one of the greatest weapons of Maya, to utterly destroy not only religious movements, but entire countries. How is it that a country is overthrown, the government? At one time, Russia was a very, very powerful country under a czar. Huh? And what did they do? They followed the French Revolution. According to communism, the French Revolution is the supreme most example of how to take over a country. It's the most perfect process in Kali Yuga. The French Revolution was nothing but spreading of rumors, gossip, and lying propaganda. Nothing else. King Louis, his wife, Marie Antoinette, I mean, everyone in this world, they're materialistic people. They were not very pious, of course, but they were trying. But kings from outside, they wanted to take over. They wanted to just completely dethrone them because they were afraid of them. They were so powerful. They knew all we have to do is break the faith of the people. And they just printed literature. But that wasn't the most important thing. They were sending people amongst the common people just to go into the bars, just to go into the schools, just to go into the marketplaces and just spread rumors about what the king and queen were doing, how they were cheating people, how they were misbehaving, how they were immoral, how they were having sexual orgies in the palace, huh? How they were using the taxes of the people for their own terrible activities. Huh? Most of it was completely untrue. They just made it up. And they spread it. And people, you know, people like to hear these things because it gives them some excitement. If people are really enjoying the sweetness of Krishna's Leela, they don't have to hear these things. But people who are not enjoying the sweetness of Krishna's Leela, the soul is hankering for some excitement. Like we're reading about Krishna killing Trinavarta, so we don't care about all these other nonsense things. But if we're not reading these exciting pastimes, we want some excitement to occupy our mind. And therefore, we either watch television, soap operas, and you know, terrible forms of Maya, or we think, wow, this is all an example, but what about in this real life? So we want to think in these terms. So the people of France, just again and again and again, it's not that at the beginning they believed it, but they just heard it so many times. One great politician said that if you say a lie enough times, it becomes the truth. Huh? In this world, truth means that it's been said so many times that everyone says, well, I've heard it so many times, it must be true. So in this way, the people were gradually, little by little, it took several years. After some years, the people were just all so completely suspicious. Anytime the word of the king or queen came into their mind, they just became terribly suspicious. They didn't trust. And when it was at its peak, then these enemy forces sent people, very, very charismatic, powerful people, to say, you see, look at how they're cheating us, look at how they're ripping us, look at how they're just terribly offending God, we have to kill them. And then everybody attacked and cut off their heads and took over. It made the whole country a total mess. No law, no order, total chaos, anarchy. Huh? So the communists were thinking, this is perfect. And they did the exact same thing. Exact same thing. Step by step. And they took over all of Russia. So this is the power of this whirlwind. And of course, you should know that the forces of material nature, the forces of the anartas, also come into spiritual movements with the same. In our own Guru Maharaj's movement, the Gaudiya Math of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, after he left the planet, just whirlwind of all these rumors and everything, and people became so much dismantled and disintegrated, I mean, dissegregated from each other. And Srila Prabhupada warned us, do not allow this to happen amongst yourselves. Do not allow this whirlwind of disloyal controversy to come and enter amongst you. Therefore, any form of gossip, any form of rumors about anyone, we should simply just not concern ourselves. Unless it is coming from an authority. An authority who is entrusted by our guru to give us some power to discriminate. We should not listen to any nonsense against any Vaishnava. If we do, we are allowing the demon Trinavarta to enter into our own mind. And the doubt and the suspicion, the distrust, the anger, all this dust will just be risen from your own heart. It's already there. And completely obscure Krishna. Completely obscure the path of Krishna consciousness from you. Therefore, there is no more deadly enemy than internal politics. Devotees should simply be simple, humble, and aspiring for one thing only, to be the servant of the servant of the servant. To simply have that humble, simple spirit of wanting to be the servant of the servant of the servant. Where does all politics and everything come from? It's born from, we want to be a controller. We want to be respected. We want to have position. And therefore we use all of these sinful means to try to get that position of being respected, being controller, having some higher position. That's the only reason. We do not want to surrender to someone, and we want to justify our high position, so we try to tear that person down. It's politics. How do we combat against this great whirlwind demon of disloyal controversy? We have to understand the principle of simple living and high thinking, that we have no position. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Trinarapi suniche na tarorapi sahishnana amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. That one should aspire to be more humble than the grass and the street. More tolerant than a tree. To be very willing and ready to offer all respect to others. And to expect no respect for oneself. In this way, you can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. Krishna is none different than his name. In this way you can see Krishna constantly in his name. But if you allow the whirlwind to come into your life, either from within or without, and we want respect for ourselves, and in order to do so, we want to disrespect others. Or with our own good brain substance, we'd want to try to figure out what is this philosophy and create so many controversial ideas. What happens? We cannot chant the name constantly. Even when we're chanting, we cannot see Krishna. Because all the dust that is being raised in the eyes of our heart is completely blinding us. So therefore, this is a very, very important thing to understand. How to be aware of this demon Trinavarta. Even the residents of Vrindavan, they were such wonderful, innocent, simple Brijvasis, but when Trinavarta came in amongst them, they lost Krishna. They lost Krishna for the time being, as long as he was amongst them. So what to speak of us? We are aspiring to become like the Brijvasis. If we allow this whirlwind to come in, we will also lose Krishna. We'll only have dust. Dust in our eyes, dust in our mouths, dust in our hearts. Which means we'll be just completely filled with all of this mundane prajalpa. It's a total disturbance to Krishna consciousness. Total disturbance. Therefore, whenever we hear any of these types of politics coming from within or without, we must immediately identify it as the Trinavarta demon and kick it out. So Krishna, it is explained, by this great Asura Trinavarta, he was being taken higher and higher and higher and higher and higher into the sky. And he was allowing himself to do so. He became lighter than a blade of grass just so that Trinavarta would take him higher and higher and higher and higher. Why? Because Krishna knew the higher he goes, the more it will hurt him when he falls to the ground. So Krishna allows these things to happen. He allows devotees, he allows the materialistic people to create such propaganda. Through the process of creating such propaganda, such a person is thinking, I will become very powerful. I will become very high. Krishna allows it to happen more and more and more and more and more and more and more, because the more it happens, the more that person is crunched when he has to fall to the ground, which is inevitable. So this demon, he was so foolish. The higher he was going, the lighter Krishna was, the lighter that Krishna felt to him, the more he was thinking, just see how great I am. Just see, I am so powerful. This child is nothing for me. I am taking him higher, 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 higher. But actually, Krishna has a divine plan. We cannot understand. The higher he was going, the more everyone is thinking, Krishna's finished. But actually, the more Krishna allows himself to go through these things, the more he ultimately smashes the demons. It's like the Roman Empire. They crucified Jesus Christ. First they persecuted him, they spit on him, they insulted him, then they crucified him. Then he appeared that he died. And they were thinking, just see what we have done. Mm-hmm. To see our power, to see our glory.
Right.
And the more they tortured him, and the more they persecuted him, the more incredible it was when he rose. And what was the result? That the whole Roman Empire became Christians. And the atheistic class of men were completely finished.
Yeah.
So in this way, great dust storm. And they're taking him higher and higher and higher, and Krishna is just making him like a piece of grass. They can just take him higher and higher and higher. But ultimately, exactly how and when, we do not know. But ultimately, when Krishna assumes the weight of a mountain, the higher they've gone, the bigger you are, the harder they fall, they say. The higher they are, the more they will be crushed by their own efforts. So we can understand this story of Trinavarta in many ways. But most important, we should know that this demon of disloyal controversy is one of the most fearful, greatest obstacles to spiritual progress, individually and collectively. And the only way to combat it is to keep our mind on Krishna, to properly chant the holy names, to properly hear and chant the glories of the Lord, and to properly keep Krishna amongst us through keeping devotional service as the aim of all of our talks, all of our thoughts, by keeping the humble service of the servants of Sri Krishna always as our goal and our light in life. Is there any questions? Approaching higher authorities means approaching Krishna. Do you think the residents of Vrindavan could have done anything about Trinavarta without coming to Krishna? When this whirlwind comes into our own heart, if we do not take shelter of Krishna, that whirlwind will completely obscure our Krishna consciousness. Therefore, we must understand the great urgency. First of all, we should not listen to such nonsense. Bhakti Siddhanta said, "Nonsense talk breeds nonsense thought, breeds birth, old age, disease, and death." Amongst devotees, it's because we hear and speak nonsense that we have to take birth again and again and again. If we just don't do that, we will not have to take birth again. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to Raghunath Das Goswami, "Gramya kathana shunibe, gramya bharatana kahibe." You want to know what detachment is? The first thing, do not speak idle gossip and never hear it. That's his first teaching about what renunciation means. So this is on the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should never hear or speak gramya katha, idle gossip. If you do, you're subjecting yourself to spiritual destruction. and complete breakdown of love, trust, and becoming completely obscured by all the doubts that will just be risen in your heart, all the distrust, all the envy. It's already there in us. The whirlwind just raises it up in such a way that it completely blinds us. We want to subdue these things, these anartas. Huh? And if somehow or other we are foolish enough to hear these things, then we should run to someone who can save us. Run to someone who can bring Krishna back into our lives. And if we're not willing to do that, then we will be facing a tremendous obstacle. Because you see, that obstacle grows and grows, doesn't get smaller in time. Unless we deal with it properly, it grows. And ultimately it becomes insurmountable. It's like a disease. If you deal with a disease when it first begins, it can easily be treated. But if you neglect it, it becomes chronic. Then it's very, very hard to treat. It might not be able to be treated in this life. So we should understand that this type of demoniac propaganda, when it enters into our heart of gramya katha, it is like a disease. First of all, you should not let it come in. But if you know it's come by some accident or foolishness, treat it immediately. Go to a proper physician. Cut it out now. Because the longer you wait, the more it will infect your whole consciousness. Is that correct from the medical point of view? Yes? Any other questions? Very good. You should not pay attention to it. That is the best thing, not to pay attention to it. You should just see, this is below the dignity of my whole purpose of life. I've come to Krishna consciousness to hear and chant the glories of the Lord and the devotees. Because factually, all of our spiritual life is based on our faith. And how do these discussions help improve our faith? Anybody can say anything about anyone, correct? It's human nature. Is there any other questions? Yes. The question is whether it's a lie or not. Because it's in the Shastra, because it's supported by all the acharyas, we accept it as truth. And it's true. If you repeat it enough, you'll believe it. If you repeat a good thing enough, you'll believe it. And if you repeat a bad thing enough, you'll believe it. But you have to keep your mind occupied with something, right? So better to
keep your mind occupied with the good things, with truth. Yes. Shastra is the word of God. If you do not have that preliminary faith in the Shastra and in the great Acharyas, then there's no question of spiritual life. Adoshadha. Spiritual life begins with that, at least that initial faith. That God exists and he is speaking through scripture. And this is what he says. So let me hear it again and again and again, because it is the absolute truth. It is not association with devotees. Association with devotees doesn't mean associating with someone wearing kanti mala and dhoti. Association with devotees means associating with someone who is reminding you of Krishna and willing to be inspired by you reminding them of Krishna. Huh? So therefore, we should organize our lives in such a way that when we associate with devotees, we have some service to render together. If our relationship is not based on a service, then all these material elements will creep in. Huh? So, if we're taking prasad together, that's a service. If we're having kirtan together, that is a service. If we're hearing Bhagavatam philosophy together, that is a service. If we're discussing how to increase our Gurudev's mission or fulfill his desires, that is a service. If we're actually working together to fulfill our Gurudev's desires, that is a service. Huh? If we're helping that devotee by preaching to him, that is a service. If we're confiding with the devotee, asking him how I can better be Krishna conscious, that is a service. If we're worshiping the deities together, that is a service. We have to keep positive devotional service always between us. If we do not keep positive devotional service between us, then the natural tendency in the heart for gossip, rumors, fault-finding will grow. Familiarity breeds contempt. But if Krishna is kept between us, then familiarity breeds Krishna consciousness. So we have to be very careful in how we associate with devotees. I am not qualified to hear all these advanced rumor and gossip business. This is for GBCs. I'm only a very, very small, tiny devotee. Let me just chant Hare Krishna and serve the other Vaishnavas. That's the type of humility we should have. If we are sincere and we are not striving to nourish that doubt, but we have an innocent and positive and simple approach to Krishna consciousness, then even if these things come into our life, ultimately Krishna will rectify it and give us some wisdom through the whole experience.